Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So this year, probably more than ever, we're going to be on the lookout for affordable Christmas presents. So joining me in studio to share some of their favourite good value gift ideas are Lee McGarren, journalist with Silicon Republic, chef Shane Smith, and Rachel Harris, who runs Rachel With Less blog. Thank you all very much for coming in today, firstly. So Lee, buying tech is probably the one area where people think in the main that they have to buy new. Not so, you say?
I disagree. Yeah, I think that, I mean, everyone does believe you have to buy the latest one. People have to remember, in my opinion, when you're buying the latest iPhone, Android product, whatever, lots of the money is going towards branding. Mm-hmm. The latest iPhone 14 now is going to be a fraction of the cost, so within 1 year, 1 or 2 years. Also, people have issues with the fact tech can degrade, but refurbished tech is a growing industry now. It's the idea that you get a secondhand product and you sort of bring it back up to the standard it was before it was sold.
So it's wiped and refurbed. And
wiped, cleaned up, yes. Just, you know.
So it's safe from a data protection point of view.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the whole thing's been completely wiped. But beyond that, it's also that any of the products within it, any of the specific components have sort of been either replaced or, you know, brought back up to standard.
Do you get a warranty with those things?
That's the key thing now. So there's various, you know, small shops across Ireland now where you can get refurbished tech. They all offer different warranties. My advice is to anyone going, it's true for any tech product, check the warranties. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you can get within a 1 to 3 year warranty. There's a few great websites as well I was looking at, greenit.ie and creativeit.ie. These offer 1 to 3 year warranties on all their products.
Right.
So if any sort of issue, you can return it.
And we're not just talking about phones.
Oh, no. It's smartphones, laptops, headphones, earphones, mm-hmm. gaming consoles, the endless list, accessories as well. So definitely good options. I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience. I had a refurbished iPhone years ago and got it at a fraction of the cost and there was no noticeable difference. The biggest issue I would say personally with refurbished tech is batteries. Mm-hmm. So for things like phones and laptops, batteries tend to degrade a bit faster than other parts of the product. So if people are a bit concerned about getting a Christmas gift and it's refurbished, I would say also look into getting a power bank, portable battery. You can get that for, you know, between 10 and 40 euro. And they can help keep a phone or a laptop charged for, you know, hours to days. And you'll still be saving money and giving someone portable battery.
So is that a given that if you're buying refurb tech that the battery might be a little bit depleted?
The companies would say no, because most of the components have been brought back up to standard, mm-hmm. you know, as if it was, you know, first hand, not second hand. From personal experience, the only issue I ever find with refurbished tech would be the battery. I would say it's probably fine, but if you want to be completely safe and give the added benefit of, you know, a portable battery for emergencies and stuff like that, get a refurbished product and a power bank too.
Can you get away with this now? If you're gifting this, can you pretend that it's new or do you have to tell them? Will they know?
I will look brand new, I would say, absolutely. I mean, if you trust the warranty and you trust the site you're on, then I would say you can probably keep it quiet, I'd say, just as the extra bonus.
But see if they'll give you a box, you know, a nice fancy box to put it in.
Yeah, now the key thing is, you'll be unlikely to get the absolute latest product mm-hmm. when it's refurbished, you know. I mean, if anyone finds a refurbished iPhone 14 at this stage, do let me know and that kind of thing. But you'll still be able to guess, you know, 1 or 2 models behind at, you know, half, fraction of the cost.
A fraction of the cost, which is the best bit.
Yeah.
Now, Shane, we don't need to charge the presents that you're making for us because they're all edible.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a while, making hampers for people for Christmas.
Yes, and I would not consider myself a very organised person, but I would be a last minute person. But I love giving and receiving food hampers. So again, it's a lovely way to help people out at Christmas time as well, because there's so much cooking and having people over that it's nice to kind of give them edible gifts as well. But it's also really supporting the local smaller producers as well. So it's really nice to pop down to the supermarket or whatever, and if you see, and I would say as well, think non-perishable too. Obviously, if you're mm-hmm. gathering stuff up, the last thing you want to be doing.
So you're not just putting in things into this hamper that you've made yourself. You're going out and finding bits and bobs.
Yes, so you can do a mixture of both. So you can do edible gifts, homemade gifts as well. We can touch on that later on, like little cookies and biscottis and stuff that will hold, and truffles that will keep for a week or two. But generally speaking, what I like to do is actually go out and pick up whether it's little Irish sea salt or condiments like oils or mustards or stuff like that has a good shelf life on them, because maybe the person that you're giving to might not use it over Christmas, but they have a good kickstart to the mm-hmm. new year as well. So it's a nice way to give people that gift that again will carry into the new year as well.
And do you go out and buy a basket and do all of the
yes,
the fancy
and
bit.
I think that's becoming quite popular. I've seen it in two of the shops there last week, where there's actually small little wicker baskets with the raffia and stuff that you put into it as well. So I think there people are kind of coming to, around to the idea of this gifting basket idea. So you do see them, but again, I think touching on that in secondhand shops too, I think you can always come across some lovely even wooden boxes, like the old wine crate boxes or different things like that. And I think that is a really nice way to kind of put a personal touch on things as well.
And other food related gifts then, if you know somebody loves a particular coffee shop, you could get them a small voucher for that place.
I think that's really a really personal gift as well. So if you know that whomever you're giving the gift to, their local butcher, their local coffee shop, whether it's their they like the croissants or they like the coffee, whatever they like in that as well, or their bakery, they can go and get a gift voucher from that local bakery and gift that to the person. So at least you know for a fact that A, it's going to be used, and you're supporting someone local as well.
And a lovely present, I think, for somebody who's interested in cooking is a gift card, a voucher for a cookery class.
Yes.
That you can use in February or March or whenever it suits you.
That is something, I suppose, a shameless plug. I did launch my own cookery school, so I'm going to get that in there
as well.
So that is a really nice kind of gift to give, and online classes too for people to bake along with you or cook as well. And again, something that you can bring into the new year when the Christmas kind of chaos has calmed down, and you can cook some nice healthier dishes.
What are you doing in the cookery school? Is it baking?
It's a mixture of both, but mostly baking, yeah. So it's a lot of kind of classic sweet kind of gingerbreads. We talked about that before. Lots of gingerbreads.
Lovely.
This time of year.
Rachel, for you, people often don't know where to start with the secondhand gifts. That's why we're, you know, so interested in talking about the refurbed tech. You started doing this a couple of years ago, is that right?
That's right. In 2019, I started mainly because of sustainability. I wanted to become a bit more sustainable in my life. I hadn't been in a charity shop in years. And as soon as I started going into them, I absolutely fell in love with them, to be honest.
So you're an expert charity shopper now at this stage.
I don't know if I'm an expert now, but I certainly have experience over the past couple of years of doing it. And
so what are your greatest charity shop successes?
I love books. I think the books in charity shops are great value, particularly for kids. I think the selection of books for ages and interests, you know, every charity shop has books.
I think that's a great idea, because the savings there are phenomenal, aren't they?
They're absolutely brilliant, yeah.
You've a couple of examples, have you?
Yeah, for example, like the Tom Gates series of books. You know, I got three hardback books there in Oxfam for €7. And these hardback books are really expensive new. They'd cost you about €50 brand new. And even on sale, they'd set you back about €40. So there's a massive saving there. And even in the paperback books, if you were to compare, they're about €23. So €7 versus €23, massive saving there, especially if the kids love the books.
You have no qualms about gifting secondhand items, do you?
I guess it depends on the person who you're gifting it to. You always keep that in mind whenever you're gifting presents. But I think now the popularity of secondhand and concerns about the environment, more people are open to getting secondhand books or secondhand gifts of any kind.
Often, I'm sure you find this as well in the charity shops, they'll have things there that are brand new, have been donated by people.
Absolutely. I think the quality of the stuff in charity shops is really good. You know, it just depends on the charity shop, and it's trial and error too. You know, you go to different ones and you figure out which ones you like, but some of them are brand new. Clothes with tags on them, Lego sets, jigsaws, all still wrapped in their original packaging, never even opened.
Yeah, because on the toy front, the charity shops don't accept used toys generally as a rule, do they?
It depends. It depends on the charity shop. I guess they prefer things to be complete, things that are in good condition with original packaging on them. But there are some charity shops which do accept toys so long as they're still in good condition.
How would you feel now, Lee, about getting a secondhand gift?
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, as you mentioned there, sustainability and, you know, sort of keeping things in the economy longer. I mean, that's the whole idea with refurbished tech as well. I mean, especially in an industry where things are used for a year, worn away and thrown out. So it's great to see that happening in tech. I've gotten charity shop secondhand gifts before. I think they're fantastic. And in terms of the book and also the baking school, there's no longer lasting gift than knowledge. Yeah, so I think it's all fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, the thing with the tech is it is so expensive to buy new. You know, I mean, this is a way to acquire the newer items or the up-to-date models without having to break the bank.
100%. And again, like I said, if you're getting the latest model, it's mainly just branding. Companies are beginning to realise that the consumer is taking a step back and starting to analyse, and also is sort of against the idea of getting the latest phone or laptop, throwing it away after a year and buying a whole new one. It's unsustainable and it's also very expensive. So companies like Vodafone and Apple are even looking at ways to, you know, send in your phone to get it repaired and that kind of thing. So we're seeing a shift based on the economy, on, you know, keeping easing the economy for longer.
Yeah,
I think it's a great thing.
We've all long suspected that they put the battery life in there for, you know, it'll last a certain amount of time because they want you to go out and buy a new one. We suspect that, don't we?
I couldn't possibly comment. I would agree.
Shane, on the food front, you've some really interesting ideas on equipment for people who might be interested. So you know somebody who you're buying a present for is interested in cooking, and you can get them some great gadgets.
There's some unbelievable gadgets, and even I've come across some amazing kitchen gadgets in secondhand shops as well. And even I think there's nice little tea sets and stuff that you can pick up, quirky little 80s retro style stuff. So there's really, really nice finds there. But if there is somebody that is an avid baker or cook as well, so if they like doing Instagram or those little videos, you can buy them a little mini tripod to kind of prop up their phone so they have a hands-free when they're cooking, or little lights that they can clip onto their phones as well if they're doing little videos for online. That's a nice little small affordable one. Kitchen weighing scales is my number one, especially if you're baking. I know mum probably is cursing me at home. She puts a cup of this in and a pinch of that, and I don't know how it works out every time.
They have special skills.
But weighing scales is really good for baking as well. Little microplanes, they're little small graters. They're very handy. They're very handy and smart, and again, quite affordable too. Dough scrapers, they're amazing for scraping down tables. So if you're making cookies, or little plastic ones that are not going to mark your countertop, and also your little young bakers can use them as knives for kind of cutting dough instead of giving them actual knives as well.
That's a practical gift.
Lots of these the Silipop mats for baking cookies so things don't stick and you can use them time and time again.
Okay. So a quick rundown of the stuff we can eat that you're going to gift people, because I love hearing about this. These are the things that you'd probably, well, you might buy them, but you'd probably make them, wouldn't you?
Fudge. Oh, well, I have to say that I
do. Delicious. You say it anyway. Believe
no,
you.
Of course. No, I do. Again, the one thing that I would say to you is always think about the shelf life, something that is going to last for longer than a week or two when you are gifting it. So something like a salted butter fudge has a good long shelf life on it. It's high in sugar, so that'll keep. Flavoured oils. You can make your own flavoured oils.
Chili oil.
Yeah, chili oils and garlic oils, lemon oils. You can put all of these lovely fresh herbs in there and put them into nice fancy bottles, and they work really well.
Listen,
too.
Listen, we're just out of time, but thank you so much, Lee McGarren, Shane Smith and Rachel Harris. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. The programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, research by Emma Cawley. Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator. Ruth Kennington was on sound. It's over now to Ronan.